you said that your people have been fighting for 400 years.
Man, your people's too.
So I just want you to explain what you mean by that.
You know what I'm talking about. Y'all all know what I'm talking about, man. Don't sit up here and try to bait and not know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what the fuck I talk about when I say these things. Your people too.
Explain it. Not everybody knows what you're talking about.
Radio Raheem, I don't have to explain what's understood, man. You know what I mean by that. You know what I said by that. I ain't got to go farther. And if anybody don't understand that, then God be with them. Go look up the history. Go look up the history. Shit, don't everybody believe in Google? Go Google that shit. See what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, man. You know what? I dare you to sit up there and say, explain. You know what I'm talking about, man. He's fighting people. You know we've been fighting 400 and still fighting to this day. To this day. To this day.
Alright, hello everybody, welcome to episode 30, our live Bracketology special. I am Ron, as always joined by the Marv Albert to my Howard Cosell. Brian, it's good to be live.
I thought you were going to say that you're the Marv Albert to my Steve Albert.
Interesting. You're more of a backbiter than I am, though.
Hey, listen, I don't even know where to go with that, you know, but this is the live bracket special. We've been doing this going on 20 years. This is our 21st annual Bracketology special. We have for the past year, we've been highlighting some of the best racists, some of the worst racists, some of the most outrageous behavior that we have seen in America. And today is the day that the selection committee is going to be announcing the brackets for this year's Racist of the Year Award.
And it was a very contentious process. I know you and I had words. You had words with the committee at times. I had words with the committee. We'll discuss some of that as we move forward. You know, friendships were challenged. Relatives were impugned. You almost beat up a guy.
And he was a committee member, if you can believe that.
I know. All about the Wrigley Field racist, who, again, we'll get into it, I don't feel was deserving of the seed that he got. You thought he should have been on higher seed, but we'll get there when we get to that region. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. And also, we do, Brian, I believe, want to welcome on our official sponsor for this live Bracketology special. Brian, take it away.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we've been doing this this podcast for quite a long time. And we thought that today was going to be the perfect time to be sponsored. And, you know, there were a lot of companies vying for the first sponsor of the Ron and Brian podcast. Fortune 500 companies, Fortune 100 companies, top software companies. Silicon Valley literally broke out into a war. And we are proud to say that the fine folks from St. Petersburg, Russia, Baltica Breweries, are our official sponsor of the 2018 Ron and Brian podcast Racist of the Year. So thank you to the fine people at Baltica, serving some of the oh, Jesus Christ, don't scare me like that. And the thing I like about Baltica is that with approximately 7,500 employees, Baltica is one of the largest consumer goods companies in Russia and the market leader in the beer sector with over 35% market share. Wow. Baltica products are also exported to over 75 countries globally. Throughout its history, our company has been... our company. They need to update this. They need to update this copy because that's not our company. Throughout their history, they have been developing, dynamically buying breweries, building new ones from scratch, and actively expanding the network, not their computer network, network of sales departments and WikiLeaks. let's take a look at some of the brewery's key milestones.
I think you might be going a little bit too deep into Baltica.
Wait a second, Ron. When they're paying the kind of money that that they did, we told them you're going to get top of the show Baltica breweries here. I'm enjoying right now Baltica number 43, their stout,
The thing I like best about Baltica is they do, rather than just have different names for their beers, they just put a number on there. So, yes, you know, the more messed up you want to get, the higher the number you grab. So I'm keeping it light with a Baltica 3 today, just a classic beer. Very random description.
When Vladimir Putin wants to celebrate poisoning of an enemy, he grabs a Baltica.
Nice.
So should you. Ron, take it back.
So people are asking where my tie is. You know, I'm kind of the crazy sports announcer, so I'm going without the tie. Whereas Brian is more the laid-back, conservative one, so he's going tie. Are you going with that? You buying that?
I'm okay with it.
Plus, look at this jacket. How are you going to match a tie to this jacket?
I love that jacket.
Thank you.
That is ABC Wild World of Sports.
So Howard Cosell coming at you. All right, are we ready to get into the brackets?
Well, let's see. I assume you're communicating with the selection committee.
The selection committee has set me the first region. For those of you that may have taken a look at the little teaser bracket we put up on our Facebook page yesterday, we have broken racism madness up into four regions. We've got the Barbecue Becky region, which is for entitled white women. We've got the Ted Nugent region, which is for those people that are drunk, drugged, and or crazy. We've got the David Duke region, reserved for the true racists out there. And then coming in, we also have the Proud Boys region, which is really just composed of angry white men that didn't fit into the other category. But the committee has handed me the very first bracket, the Barbecue Becky region.
Now, is there some way that we can just go right over me, Ron?
Barbecue Becky region.
Don't stomp on my production bits, my friend.
Ron, what I was going to say is there any way that we can upload an empty bracket to our Facebook page right now so that listeners who are paying attention right now live, and that they can somehow print up their own bracket from the comfort of their own home, fill it out as we are announcing the selection committee's members. Is there any way we can do that?
That would have been a great idea to come up with about 20 minutes ago. Right now might be a little difficult. Plus, we uploaded it yesterday. There is a blank bracket picture that was posted on our Facebook page yesterday.
Got it. Well, so then we'll just have to do this. There's going to be 16 entrants. There's four quadrants. You like that? Four quadrants. There are four quadrants. So each quadrant will have a 1-4 seed. And just follow brackets as if this were the sweet 16 round, people.
All right. So once again, we're starting with the Barbecue Becky region.
Barbecue Becky region.
Again. This is for all of the entitled white women candidates we had in this week in racism. In our first matchup, we have our number 4 seed, Allison Edel. You know her better as Permit Patty.
This woman don't want to let a little girl sell some water. She calling the police on an 8-year-old little girl. You can hide all you want. The whole world gonna see you, boo.
Yeah, and illegally selling water without a permit?
Yeah. On my property.
It's not your property.
So we met Allison in week 5 of the competition. Unfortunately, she went up against the buzzsaw known as Nathan Larson. She was actually Nathan's fourth win. He retired after beating Permit Patty. So she did not get a win, but we felt that she and the committee felt she did just enough to sneak into the tournament at a 4 seed. She's going to go up against the number 1 seed in the Barbecue Becky region, that being Hillary Brooke.
Please move, ma'am.
I can. Okay. Do you live here?
I'll be answering that question, excuse me.
I'm sorry. The keypad is right there.
understand that, ma'am.
You can film me. That's okay. Fine.
I understand, ma'am, but you're blocking me.
Into my building.
Okay. And it's my building as well, so I need you to get out of my way.
Okay, what unit?
I don't need to tell you that information. So excuse me, ma'am.
I'm uncomfortable.
Excuse me. Okay, you can be uncomfortable. That's your discretion.
So Hillary Brooke came in with two wins, so only managed two wins, but managed the second highest vote total with 18 votes and the highest average per competition vote total of 6 per contest. So I think if she hadn't met up with Susan Westwood, which shockingly enough, Susan comes in at a number 2 seed, even though she beat Hillary, but I think the committee really took a look at Hillary's body of work as a whole and felt that she was more deserving of a number 1 seed. Brian, your thoughts on this matchup, Hillary versus Permit Patty?
Listen, I'm going to be, I'm almost at a loss for words. This was, one of what I thought was going to be the hottest contest of the 4 brackets. The entitled white woman has taken over 2018. Whereas 2 years ago it was the angry white man, now the overly privileged white woman who feels it is unacceptable for anybody of color to do anything in this. There were so many contestants that could be considered. Hillary Brooke, there's no doubt about it, coming out strong. This is her year.
Good about her coming out of her region, huh?
Listen, here is a woman who sat there and said that a man of color is not allowed in her entire apartment building without her approval. And she then not only followed the man throughout the apartment building, but called the cops on him while at the same time seductively speaking to him. I mean, the idea that this woman, that anybody can come up against her in this bracket, I think is going to be very tough. I think that she's got the barbecue Becky quadrant. But let's not just assume that this is all done. I mean, there are some tough contestants here.
This is why we play the games.
And Allison Edel, I mean, in other years, do I think she could have gone to the semifinals? Yes. This year, I think she's got a tough choice.
All right. Well, she had a tough matchup in the regular season against Nathan Larson. Yet another tough matchup against Hillary Brooke.
Don't talk over when I'm trying to talk about the sponsors. Because speaking of tough choices, are you going to go with a Baltica 0 Wheat or are you going to go with the Baltica 2 Pale? Personally, I went with the Baltica 84 Porter Stout.
Baltica. And how's that treating you?
When you've had a long day of poisoning expatriates that live in foreign countries, now you can relax. Have a Baltica.
All right. So moving on to the bottom half of that bracket. As I mentioned, number 2 seed going to Susan Westwood.
Hi, how are you? I'm hot. I'm beautiful. I'm 51. What are we going to talk about tonight? Being hot, being beautiful, being white, being my new wave? Do you live here?
Do you live here?
I do, actually. 1C, 874 Fairview.
So why do
we feel that we need to be here, like hanging out, like on this beautiful like place?
All right. So Susan, again, not a lot of wins. She only got 1 win, and then she went up against the Duncan Races the following week and got slaughtered. But she had the second highest vote total in 1 round with 9, and that was when she took out Hillary Brooke. So Susan Westwood gets the number 2 seed. She is facing Teresa Lund, who worked for the Harvard Humanitarian Initiative. And you remember her questioning one of her neighbors and her child as they were playing in the street.
Are you in one of the affordable units or are you in one of the Harvard units?
Yeah, not a good look there. So Teresa, again, she only picked up 7 votes when she ran. She got 1 win as well, got knocked out the following week by Dale Robertson, who we'll hear more about later. So got to question some of these people that were only able to get 1 win, and it's against people on the other side of the bracket. could be tough for them when we start getting to the finals. Also, with the way the seedings are set up, we're looking at a potential rematch of the Hillary Brooks-Susan Westwood contest, which Susan won handily last time around. Ryan, do you think if it shakes out that way, Hillary has what it takes to overcome this time and defend her being a number one seed?
Ron, I'm going to say this to you. If there is one thing that I have learned over the past year in terms of racism, is that crazy drunk white women will always take over seductively speaking white women. The drunker, the more racist they go. And I think that's what the crowd was feeling this year.
All right. Interesting. What do you think Teresa Lund's chances are? Again, privileged, racist, but we haven't heard much from her since, you know, the initial video and her being placed on administrative leave from the HHI.
Listen, I'm going to say this. It's one of those situations where, you know, you come out strong, you make a name for yourself, but sometimes, you know, like magnesium, you know, the fire is very bright, but it goes away very fast. Teresa, I don't think that the people have forgotten you, but they may have forsaken you.
You know who else came out strong and made a name for themselves?
Baltica?
Exactly. Baltica.
Baltica.
Baltica? Baltica.
I'm going to change it every time. Founded 1990 St. Petersburg by two Afghanistan brothers, Naif Azakai and Nikita Kafirov. Maybe they weren't brothers, but after they got privatized in 1992, the company was reorganized into an open joint stock company, Baltica. Enjoy beer the Russian way.
All right, so we are going to continue moving on to our next region. If you're following along on your chart, on your bracket, you know we're heading to the Ted Nugent region.
Ted Nugent region.
And again, this is for those individuals who are drunk, drugged, and or crazy. Number one should come as no surprise. It was one of the individuals that locked themselves into a number one seed by winning four matches during the regular season. Your favorite and mine, Jimmy S. Taylor.
Open my fucking room now. You understand, bitch? Nader, bitch?
All right, Jimmy. Most votes total this year with 19. Four wins to garner his number one seed. A missionary who went to Nigeria to help them and instead harassed them. So I think a lot of hate on a number of levels there, which he eventually blamed on medication. Now, I don't know about you, Brian. I'm on a lot of medication on a daily basis, and I don't know that I've ever had an outburst like that.
Ron, there's only one type of medication that I'm taking, and that's Baltica 1492, which a special small batch dark lager that they made in honor of Nikita Khrushchev's birth.
So Jimmy Taylor gets a number one seed going up against a surprise entry, someone who did not do well in the initial. She was in our very first This Week in Racism, losing to Aaron Schlossberg. We're, of course, referring to Roseanne.
I'm trying to talk about Iran. I'm trying to talk about Valerie Jarrett wrote the Iran deal.
I know, but you've told me this 300 times. Do you know that
That's what my tweet was about.
I know. You've explained this literally 300 times.
I thought the bitch was white! God damn it! I thought the bitch was white!
So I think that falls under drugged and crazy. But obviously she made our competition due to a tweet she had made connecting Valerie Jarrett to Planet of the Apes. Cost her her TV show. Which is now continuing without her as just the Connors. They just killed her off with that opioid addiction. A little surprising. Brian, where do you think the committee fell on this? Again, week one, a popular celebrity, probably the top news story at the time, and she only garners two votes. Yet she gets a four seed and sneaks into this competition, which, to be honest, she's got a pretty solid chance against Jimmy Taylor, I feel. I don't know why, but I feel if you're looking for some sort of upset for this first round, it's definitely potentially this one.
Ron, if I can say this, and I'm going to, I think it's the exact way we're going to have to look at this. When you say Roseanne, she's got one thing going for her, star power.
Right.
I mean, everybody knows her. People say Dale Robertson, they think that he finished fourth at Talladega last year, but he didn't. He finished first in getting his ass thrown out of a hotel in Nigeria. But as vulgar and offensive as he was, that Roseanne
literally...
That's
just Jimmy Taylor, not Dale Robertson.
All the same. The point being is, listen, when you're drinking Baltica 1843, which they did an incredibly small, it's a one gallon brew.
A one glass batch.
It was a one glass batch dedicated to the Aztecs who were taken down by the Spanish explorer Diego Maradona. You know, when you're drinking that, Dale Robertson, Jimmy Taylor, they all get kind of confused.
All right.
Anyway.
So the first
Roseanne had the biggest flame out of the year. And I think that's why, in my conversations with some of the members of the committee, that's why she was put into the Sweet 16 round. They felt that her flame out was legendary, immediately fired from a show on ABC. Her entire show was canceled, later brought back. But canceled all out.
Right.
Speaking of canceled,
and she had to...
Baltica, 1943. It was a lager that was unfortunately poisoned by a small.
All right, so we're gonna push back. We'll do some more Baltica promo later in the show. I feel they're getting their money's worth. So Jimmy Taylor, number one seed, going up against Roseanne. The winner of that will face the winner of the bottom part of the region, number two seed, Anne-Marie Messiano.
Go back to your country. I don't care what you say. It's none of your business. First of all, motherfucker, in this country, we have what's called the First Amendment rights, okay? Which I can say whatever the I want.
All right. So that was on a bus. What was that? Orange County, New York? I believe she was on a bus out there. Got arrested for, this was the second day in a row, actually, that she had been taken off a bus for racist rants. She finally got charged the second day. Don't believe she's gone to court yet. She appeared, pled not guilty. Court date has not come up yet. Again, a little craziness going on there. She'll be going up against number three seed, Timothy Tribus, the gentleman who really doesn't like when people wear Puerto Rican t-shirts.
Can you please get away from me? Can you please get away from me? Can you please get away from me? Can you please get away from me?
Puerto Rico is an American state.
Hey, buddy.
It is.
Yes, they are. They vote for our president.
You should wear.
Hey, calm down. Get away.
So again, charged with a couple of hate crimes. His attorney actually is claiming a Jekyll and Hyde defense, where saying that he's normally a very nice individual, but he had six teeth pulled. He was on some pain medication, which he mixed with some alcohol, and that resulted in his outburst. Again, I've had teeth out. I've had pills. I've certainly mixed them with alcohol. Never really had a response like that. Ryan, yourself?
Or I'm going to say this. I've never had anything like that happen to me. I pray it never happens to me. And more importantly, I think it is just once again, the committee has gone deep into the trove of racists this year. They pulled these two out, solid contenders in this division.
Well, you know, it was interesting in that Anne-Marie, two wins. A number of votes. She had 9 votes. Timothy lost actually to Anne-Marie Messiano head to head their first match. Here he gets his rematch. He gets his shot at redemption. Who do you think is more, I guess, confused out of the two? You've got Tim Tribus, who doesn't realize Puerto Rico is part of the United States, and then you've got Anne-Marie Messiano, who feels the First Amendment guarantees you the right to yell at people on a bus.
I believe it does.
Really? You feel that's what the founding founders wanted?
Not at all. Not at all. Ron, I'm going to go if you can take on for a moment, I'm going to go get myself a delicious Baltica 3 Classic.
Baltica 3, that is what I am drinking as well. Brian's going to take a quick drink break. While we do that, we are going to roll in to the next region, upper right on your bracket, the David Duke region.
David Duke region.
And as we mentioned, the David Duke region is for those true racists out there. So who better to be the number one seed for this bracket? The second individual that locked in a number one seed earlier this year by winning four matches. Of course, we're talking about Nathan Larson. He came on the scene in week two, knocked off Aaron Schlossberg, beat the New York City Public Transit System the second week, beat Race's Supermarket Lady the following week, and then finished up winning his fourth match against Permit Patty Allison Edel. So four wins, 16 total votes. Also, a little interesting bit of trivia about Nathan Larson. He is the only candidate in the competition that we did not have any video on. It was his written word, his campaign manifesto, that was racist, misogynistic, anti-Semitic. He also is a proponent of incest. All of that garnered him into the contest, got him his number one seed, and I think the committee really placed him in the right region. Even though we didn't have video in the time, we do have a little clip of a news interview that his local news station did later on in the year.
Like, I would favor like legalizing incest.
Why is that?
Just because personal freedom.
What about the children's rights? Wouldn't that be rape to have sex with a child?
Well, like with girls, I mean, I just believe that it should be for fathers to make those decisions.
So, an all-around horrible person, racist,
what up?
Hates women, raped his wife, his ex-wife, obviously has no visitation rights with his children. Horrible person. Again, a comment from Billy out there saying Nathan is going to be tough to beat. I agree with that. And I feel he's got a tough competitor. I think that the committee did not do him any favors matching him up against number four seed Gay Hambry, who, remember, from the Beaufort County School District, he was superintendent, and there was a phone conversation that was recorded of him that was not that good when it came out in court.
Said he worked for the temp service, and he didn't have to do what the fuck we tend to do. Fuck that nigga, I'll kill his goddamn, shoot that motherfucker if they let me.
All right, so number four seed Guy Hambry going up against Nathan Larson. Guy resigned his position as superintendent of Beaufort County Schools. And as we mentioned at the time, there is a man who clearly uses the N-word often because it really rolls off his tongue very easily.
Ron, I'm going to say this. This is, if there was a 1927 New York Yankees lineup, this bracket right here is murderer's row. To sit there and put Nathan Larson against Gay Hambry, I mean, two of the most vile human beings that we have featured this year on This Week in Racism, and to just put them in this, not only in the same quadrant, the same bracket, but to start off week one going right up against each other. You know, I'm going to say this. We may have a finalist between these two.
And I wouldn't argue that at all.
It's that strong. And I just, you know, I don't envy the committee members who were put in charge of selecting this. I don't envy them. You know, they had a very tough job here. And I just I don't know what I would have done. And if I'm not sure what I would have done, then I take this paper, all the tough research I did this year, I just take it and I throw it up in the air because I don't even know what's going on anymore. This has just gone, they've gone nuts.
and moving to the bottom part of the bracket, I think this was
probably... pick up that paper.
This was probably the most contentious part of the bracket, the one that Brian and I argued the most about, the one that we argued with the committee about, and that is with the Wrigley Field Racist getting the number two seed. Here's a little reminder of the Wrigley Field Racist.
You threw the first punch! You threw the first punch! Beaters! Snicks! Don't record me!
So again, Wrigley Field Racist, three wins, 14 votes, was kept away from locking in a number one seed due to a loss to Hillary Brooke. Again, she's a number one seed on the other side. I would argue that he got off light. He had very light competition. He beat the Hoover City School District in his first week, knocked off Lindsay Plasko Flaxman. Weak competition, knocked off Southwest Airlines Racist, again, weak competition. And then he goes up against a true contender, Hillary Brooke, and she took him out 10 votes to 3. Not even close. I felt, you know, a 4 seed at best, if not allowed in the tournament at all. You still wanted him to have a number one seed. You actually took a swing at a commissioner over this, at a committee member. It was very unlike Ron, you. It was very unbecoming.
And this, Ron, is why you were not offered a standing seat on the selection committee, Ron, because your insensitivity to the unholy amount of racism coming out of this guy. Because what you seem to downplay every week, every time we talk about this guy, is the fact that not only was he on in his state's National Guard, but he went to Wrigley Field on Latin Heritage Day and had the gall to insult Hispanic people with racial epithets. That is, in my opinion, in several conversations I had with different members on the committee, this was the deciding factor.
There was a lot of politicking going on. It is what it is. You know, he got his number two seed. You know, Billy is out there tonight. He's spitting hot fire on our comments. He said it. Wrigley Field Racist was overrated. And I'm 100% behind Billy. He also made a great comment about the round one matchup. Larson versus Hambly is really like Stone Cold versus The Rock. It's that good of a matchup. And I'd have to agree with that. It's total WWE Attitude Era, Rock versus Stone Cold. Can you argue with what Billy's saying out there?
Absolutely. I can always argue. What I'm saying is this. I believe that Billy, or maybe, you know, I don't want to project onto our listeners because I love each and every one of you, but I'm going to say this. I believe what we have here is a situation where I think somebody may be a little insensitive to attacks on one race as compared to others.
That's some strong words to say.
I think that, you know, and this is simply, you know, I'm making a broad generalization here, but I believe that Billy does not like baseball. And as a result of that, he, knowing that this took place at a baseball park, downplays and rejects the level of racism that we just listened to. I believe that Billy is a soccer fan, and had this taken place at a soccer stadium, Billy would have been in an uproar that this is something that needs to be addressed.
All right. Well, the voters will decide who's right and who's wrong. He will be going up against the number three seed, the Hoover City School District. Part of what got them into This Week in Racism was this video clip that was circulated on social media by a student at Spain High School, part of the Hoover City School District. So on top of the video clip, we came to find out that the district already had a director in place of racial sensitivity because there had been an issue the year prior with a football coach at another school in the Hoover City School District making a racist comment about the African-American football players. And then actually, if you go back through the civil rights issues, Hoover City Schools, horrible. But again, interesting, they lost. They won their first contest against Sierra Dawn Mizo, lost this next week to the Wrigley Field races. So here we are. We've got the committee setting up yet another rematch here at 2 vs. 3. Brian, do you still like the Wrigley Field races chances?
I love his chances. And I think one, here's an instance where, and if I were you, I would open your ears, take those stupid headphones off your head, open your ears and listen to the committee. They are telling you that the Wrigley Field racist is a contender and he needs to be put into his place. Of all racists that have taken part in what we're looking at this year. And when we put it down and when we look at it, I think he's going to surprise you.
All right.
Speaking of surprises.
Well, I will say real quick, Johanna appears to be agreeing with you. She just said, hashtag, I'm with Brian. I assume that's in reference to the Wrigley Field racist. So you've got one supporter out there. Who else is supporting us today, Brian?
The fine people at Baltica Breweries, who are the second largest brewing company in all of Europe, controlling 38% of the Russian beer market. When, after a hard day of creating Facebook bots to bring down the U.S. government, crack open a Siberian cold Baltica. Baltica.
All right. And we're going to move on to the final region in the bracket, the bottom right section, the Proud Boys region.
Proud Boys region.
Now, I paid a solid $4 for that sound bed, so we're going to have to try and get some additional use out of it. So think about
it. Do you want to play it again?
I mean, I'm not against it.
Let's go.
Proud Boys region.
All right. So Proud Boys region, these are our angry white men region, being led off by Dale Robertson as our number one seed.
I'm racist as f***. I don't like you. I don't like her. I would kill your children first.
So Dale Robertson, real nice guy up in Canada, was harassing a Indian family in a parking lot at, I believe, a Walmart. So he had, again, 3 wins in a row, knocking off Teresa Lund, April Epperson, and Mike Moore. And then he went up against Jimmy Taylor. And the rest is history. And I would feel it took someone the level of a Jimmy Taylor to take Dale Robertson out. I think otherwise Dale would have gotten his 4th win. He would have locked in that number one seed. I feel the committee is 100% on the money in giving Dale the number one seed in the Proud Boy region. Your thoughts?
I couldn't agree with you more. Here's a man who not only attempted to drive over another human being in his car, but then follows it up with the audacity to claim that he would drive over her children.
There you go.
A one seed in my book.
He'll be going up against the number 4 seed, Lewis Klemp, who was just recently on the show. Let's give you a little reminder of Lewis.
I don't want you to think I'm picking on you, because we're part of the master race. You know you got a gap in your teeth. You're the master race. Don't ever forget that.
So Lewis was a county commissioner in Leavenworth County, Kansas. He actually has since resigned his position. He was actually on the previous week. He had gone up against the Duncan racist, managed a tie, which was broken by Uncle Freddy, of course, giving the Duncan racist another win. So I think
Uncle Freddy,
you know, again,
Uncle,
I think
Uncle Freddy, Freddy,
Uncle Freddy's dead.
Uncle Freddy.
So I think, again, even though it was only 1 week, he wasn't able to get a win. But I think the fact that he took such a strong racist as the Duncan racist to a tie and almost beat him got him that number 4 seed. Do you think he deserves that number 4 seed, Brian?
Absolutely, I think he deserves it. I think what you've got here, to a certain extent, I think is, you know, and we've argued this point over the past few years, is that the selection committee tends to remember more chronologically racists that take part, that come up towards the latter part of the year. Racists that pop up in January, February. I mean, if you look at the names of the racists we have here, there is not one single racist from January or February. It's like the committee has no memory of what took place at the beginning of the year, and there seemed to be a lot backlogged in the last 10 months of this year. More specifically, the last month. So I think here's a guy who just skated through simply because people remember him the most. I'm not sure I agree with his participation in this quadrant.
All right. Well, again, he had a tough competitor during the regular season in the Duncan Racist. He has another tough competitor in Dale Robertson. We will see if he can rise to the challenge. Going to the bottom of the bracket, as we mentioned, the Duncan Racist is on a tear lately.
Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, nigga.
Yeah, your mother.
Fuck you, nigga.
Yes.
Nigger.
Your mom.
Nigger.
Your mother.
Nigger. Nigger, nigger, nigger.
Yeah.
Fuck you, nigger.
Okay.
Fucking coon.
I know.
So, Duncan Racist down in Miami Beach, Florida, in a Dunkin' Donuts Baskin Robbins, harassing the African American woman working behind the counter. He is at two wins. Looks like he will come up with a third win this week. He is currently leading, and he also has compiled quite an impressive vote total. He's up to 16. Which matches Nathan Larson. So, in a way, a little bit surprising, he didn't get a number one seed. I think had the committee met a week from now, after he got his third win, maybe it's a little bit different. Maybe Duncan Racist is number one seed. Maybe Dale Robertson is a two seed. Hard to say. Maybe the Wrigley Field Racist doesn't make it at all at that point. Your thoughts, Brian?
I think you've got a truly ugly human being here. When confronted by somebody who he is not appreciating, literally drops the N-bomb repeatedly, back and forth and back and forth, N-bomb, N-bomb, N-bomb. I think this guy had number one seed written all over him. Problem is, if you look at the brackets, where was the committee going to put him?
True. It was a tough call. But again, you know, I think he's got a favorable run to the semifinals, perhaps. I think he's got a straight line to drive in. He knows how to get there.
And this is why the selection committee makes the big bucks. And you and I, we're not in the room at the time. We're just announcing their picks.
We're at the mercy of the committee.
I don't want the level of stress that those young men and women and senior citizens and people of all ages, races, and creeds, they've gone through. They don't get paid enough.
So the Duncan Racist is going to go up against our number three seed, Aaron Schlossberg.
So my next call is to ICE to have each one of them kicked out of my country. If they have the balls to come here and live off of my money, I pay for their welfare, I pay for their ability to be here.
Maybe you shouldn't eat that sandwich today. Take a break from the food.
So Aaron Schlossberg, attorney in New York City, was actually part of our first This Week in Racism competition. He is the gentleman that took out Roseanne. And then in week two, he met up with Nathan Larson. And that was his demise. Although to his credit, he only lost to Nathan by one vote. So, again, very close. Again, I feel possibly he should have been maybe a higher seed than three. But again, kind of like you said, the committee seems to be favoring late season performance over early season performance. So the fact that he was in so early in the year and still made the bracket, maybe he should be just happy with that.
Speaking of being just happy with that, when you've spent the afternoon preparing for a meeting with Donald Trump, and he cancels because you've blockaded some Ukrainian ports, grab yourself a Baltica.
What Baltica number are you drinking now, Brian?
I believe this is the Baltica 1968, which was the year Yuri Gagarin won the first World Chess Championship.
Very good. And who just recently won the chess championship? It was settled the other day on Monday.
I believe it was Walton, the IBM computer.
I'm not exactly sure. I was just quizzing you to see. I know your love of chess. So
I
we've
do
got
enjoy a good game.
We've got our brackets set. We will be posting on our Facebook page the full bracket. Brian, I believe it will be on our website as well, correct?
I'm going to click and upload it right now.
All right.
Because it needs to be there.
We encourage you to print out the bracket. pass it around the office, maybe get a little betting pool going. So we will be opening up the voting shortly. I believe in about a half hour, you will start to see the polls go up on our Facebook page at the Ron and Brian Podcast. If you are listening to the podcast, remember we recorded this live, so they are already up and on the Facebook page. So go there, vote. And we will be collecting those votes until next week's episode, when we will shrink it down to our Elite Eight of Hate. And we will let you know then what the next round will be, and we will continue to update it. Brian, if you were to put your money on one person in this whole contest, who you got?
Honestly?
Yes,
I would honestly. go Jimmy Taylor.
You've been big on Jimmy Taylor since the beginning, yeah. And I respect you for that. You really are a man of your word, and you stick to it. I gotta say, I like the Duncan racist. I feel he is hateful enough to come out of that bracket and take the whole thing. I think regardless, and again, I don't want to disparage the Barbecue Becky region or the Ted Nugent region, but I feel whoever comes out of the David Duke Proud Boys region matchup is going to win the entire thing.
All right.
Call me crazy.
I will not call you crazy. I will not. There's no. You know what I think is crazy? People that don't drink Baltica beer. Baltica. For when you've been working a hard day blockading Ukrainian ports, knowing the world will do absolutely nothing to stop you, have yourself a Baltica. All joking aside, Ron, I think the committee has done a great job. Right now, if you go to our website, ronandbrianpodcast.com, click on our, there's an option at the top called Posts. If you go right there, the top post is the Baltica presents the Ron and Brian Podcast 2018 Racist of the Year Tournament. You'll be able to download the customized bracket right there. You can follow along over the next 4 weeks.
And I got to say, they did a beautiful job on the bracket. Not only did Baltica put a lot of rubles in our pocket to sponsor the tournament, they put together a beautiful collateral piece with the bracket. It's really something that I think the fans out there may just print out, frame, and hang on their wall. And I hope they do.
It would,
because our fans deserve nothing but the best. And what's the best, absolutely. Brian?
Baltica. Speaking of which, actually, if I can, you know, all joking aside, I wanted to thank the people at Baltica. You know, they took a chance on us. You know, this is not something that they regularly do. So one of the things that they did was they sent me something that I'm supposed to read at the end of this episode. Would now be a good time.
Yeah, it'll be a perfect time. I think we're just all about right. to wrap up here. So if you have any more promotion to do for Baltica, please get it.
I do. They have sent me, what we want to do is promote our sponsors. Obviously, we've mentioned Baltica a couple times. One of the things that we can do to show that our listeners are following Baltica and are paying attention to Baltica, if you can go to their website right now, it is baltica.ru, baltika.ru. Enter your birthday to show proof that you are of legal drinking age. Then once you're into their homepage, go to the top right banner.
Okay.
Click on the microphone icon. Double click on that. That should auto download an EXE file onto your computer.
So, it's asking me for permission. I should grant permission, is what you're saying.
Grant the permission.
Okay. All right.
And then before you grant the permission,
yes.
If you can disable your antivirus software and your firewall protections.
Okay.
Because we want this EXE file to run on your computer. So, you know, turn down the antivirus, turn down the firewall. You're going to run the EXE file. Once opened, you're going to enter your home address and your debit card information. And the reason why they want your debit card is that they're going to contribute $1 to each of our listeners as a thank you for listening. And the way to make sure that we get credit for that dollar is you're going to enter the promo code Ron and Brian. So you're going to enter your home address.
I see right where I'm supposed to enter
card.
That. Okay.
Your debit card information, then you enter promo code Ron and Brian, hit the return button, allow the Baltica Beer Bash proprietary software run on your machine. So, you know, I would say give it maybe 1 to 2 hours. Some people may want to do it overnight, you know, just let it go through. Let that software run and make sure at the end of it that, you know, you support Baltica Breweries. They do a great job. You know, they allowed the technology you and I are using right now to promote our show. And Baltica, thank you.
Yeah, thank everybody out there for joining us. We are very excited about Bracketology. We're very excited about Racism Madness. So again, we're about 25 minutes away from the polls going up on the site, on the Facebook page, I should say. Again, if you are watching a repeat of this broadcast or if you're listening to the podcast, just go to the Facebook page, Ron and Brian Podcast, and vote before next week. Go to Twitter, follow us there if you have not already. Follow us on Instagram if you have not already. And of course, subscribe on iTunes and get your friends to subscribe. It's what all the cool kids are doing. It's what everybody who drinks Baltica is doing. They're all starting to subscribe on iTunes.
And don't forget, go to baltica.ru, enter your birthday, click the microphone icon. You know, just let that software run. Let that bad boy go through your machine for a couple hours. It's all good. Baltica Beer, thank you so much.
All
Ron,
right.
This has been a pleasure.
As always, it's been fantastic. Let's roll on out of here. Sir, I love you.
There we
as
go.
As always.
Love you too.
All right. So, good luck to all the competitors. Remember, there are no losers, just a lot of really horrible people. Good night, everybody.